this is kind of a tough one. The Transfiguration was obviously an amazing, miraculous event in history for those three apostles. God revealed to them the inner glory and divinity of Jesus Christ and confirmed for them, "This is my son. Listen to him." But what's that got to do with you or me or any of us in our world today? Let me digress. You know, when the church celebrates feasts, such as Christmas or Easter, or goes through its Holy Week liturgies, it does seem as if the church is reenacting a historical event. And I suppose in some aspect we are, but that's not really what's going on. What the church is celebrating is the historical event and what is happening now in your life. The apostles had gone through a lot. They were afraid, they were confused, they were upset. And God knew through a lot, they were about to go through a lot more with the coming crucifixion. So the miracle of him revealing and confirming Jesus Christ is Lord, "This is my son, listen to him." The reason for that for them was to give them courage, faith, hope. He confirmed for them, Jesus is Lord. You go through a lot. Do you ever get the feeling that in our world today, evil seems to be overwhelming us? You got that nut out in Las Vegas, the disturbed teenager in South Florida, international terrorism. It can become discouraging. The forces of evil seem to be overwhelming us, and you represent the forces of good. You need encouragement. You need confirmation. The forces of evil seem like they're overwhelming us, but I personally don't think so. I don't think the terror of a suicide bomber in World War II was any less intense than the suicide bomber in a New York subway. I don't think families being torn asunder in the Civil War was families being torn asunder at the World Trade Center attack. Evil has existed in this world since the beginning of humanity, the fall of Adam and Eve. And it has continued, and it will continue. "This is my son. Listen to him." What did Jesus say? "The gates of hell will not prevail." I think the amazing miracle for the disciples was very unique, very amazing as a historical event. But I think even more amazing and perhaps even more important is something else that was going on that might not be quite as apparent. And that is, what was the purpose and the intent of that miracle? God wasn't just showing off. That miracle shows me the depth of the love and compassion that God has for you, for the apostles, for me, for all of us. God knows that you struggle. God knows that you have to overcome. The miracle of the Transfiguration is for you to have courage and faith and hope and confidence. You have the same mission that the apostles have: bring about the kingdom of God. But what are you supposed to do? You got a life to live, a family to support, a job to pursue. Listen to him. Remember this: love one another. That sounds easy enough to do. Let me read to you something that Mother Teresa said about love. "It is easy to love the people far away. It is not always easy to love them close to us. Bring love into your home, for this is where our love for each other must start." Do you remember this one? Sure you do. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love does not envy. It does not boast. Love is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrong. It does not delight in evil, but rejoices in the truth. It protects, trusts, hopes, perseveres. Love never fails. Love one another may not be quite such an easy task. Pretty tall order. Do you remember, finally, this that Jesus said? Blessed are they who mourn. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are they who hunger for thirst, for righteousness. Blessed are the merciful, the pure of heart, the peacemakers. Blessed are those who are persecuted for my sake. Your mission is to bring about the kingdom of God, and it's not an easy mission. The transfiguration for you is God saying to you, have faith, have trust. Jesus Christ is Lord. Listen to him. So the only question might be, well, you know, how do you start? What do you do? An ancient Chinese philosopher, whose last name I will not even attempt to pronounce, I think he was a contemporary of Confucius, once said this, and you've heard this before, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step. All you have to do to bring about the kingdom of God is take that first step. God expects you to oppose the forces of evil, to bring about the kingdom of heaven, but he doesn't expect you to do it all. You don't have to join a foreign mission to carry out your mission for God, although that would be a good thing to do. You don't have to live among the poorest of the poor in Calcutta in order to serve them, although that's a good thing to do. You don't have to live a monastic life in a monastery. All you have to do is take one little step. Bring about the kingdom of God. So how do you bring it about in your life, family, in your community, in your culture, in our world, in our nation? Let me close with another quote from Mother Teresa. Father Vincenzo used it recently in one of his homilies, which got me started in all this. Mother Teresa said this. If you want to bring happiness to the whole world today, go home and love your family.